Skipper and Jimmy.
I watched the Bathurst 1000 yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. It's really confusing because they just go around the track 100 times or 161 times doing the same thing, just driving.
I was going to say, did you need a nap? So you needed something to help you nod off? Because that's what I would do if I needed a nap. I'd just stick Bathurst on.
I'm not even kidding. I fell asleep halfway through it.
Literally. Yeah. It's the best. Like, if you've got a newborn baby and they're crying and not sleeping, stick Bathurst on. Stick them in front of it in the bassinet. Out like a light.
And it was raining as well, so I didn't feel guilty.
Perfect. How good was the rain we had?
I know. You could sit at home, watch Netflix, chill, and not feel bad about yourself.
18 and a half mils. That's good rain.
Oh, Dubbo loved it.
Really good rain. Loved it. It was so good.
What did you do on the weekend?
Oh, I relished in the rain.
Did you?
Went to the farmer's markets.
Oh, I did as well. I met you there.
Yeah, had a cracking time down there. That was good. Mm. Really enjoyed that. Oh my gosh, I've started watching this new TV show.
Yeah, go
on Apple TV. The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, is it
now? Oh well, I'm a little bit late, you know, to jump on the bandwagon because you know Elizabeth Moss has just won the Emmy for Best Actress in the Series. Mm. But oh my gosh, I've got to talk to you about it because I'm actually so disturbed that I'm not able to watch it by myself.
Really?
I need a support person to watch the show with.
Oh great! Can't wait to hear about that. Hey, Busby Maru as well. We're actually going to talk to Busby Maru.
They're on the show.
They're going to come on. They weren't meant to be on last week, but they had to postpone.
Yep.
So we're going to get them on this morning.
Got
which
them
will be
back
great.
Today, which is so good. Playing their new tune, Getaway Car.
Oh, I can't wait to do that.
Which is fantastic.
Oh, plus, we are going to send one lucky person along with their bestie off to R&B Fridays Live.
We're doing that today.
We're going
to
do that.
We're giving away the tickets to R&B Fridays Live.
Oh, my goodness.
Magic.
If you are on that standby list, stand by. Don't
Seriously,
go anywhere.
Literally stand by. Literally, don't move. Don't do it. Don't. I see you moving. Stop it. Don't do it.
And plus, going to chuck in flights and accommodation as well.
Don't mind if I do.
Just to make it extra
They're
awesome.
So generous.
By the way, happy Monday, Dub on the
yes.
Central West.
Hope everyone had a cracking weekend.
Oh, popular demand.
Oh.
Back by popular demand up next.
The original Australia's most difficult radio competition is making a triumphant return.
You in the Animal Zoo if you want to play 13, 12, 16. Hit 93.5, that's Shikonski Wake Up Shake Up. Morning's up on the Central West. Hope you're having a great Monday as it is 17 degrees and we are 10 minutes past 8. $2 from every Big Mac sold this McHappy Day helps to keep families with seriously ill children together right now though. Pretty exciting this morning, people. Got Busby Maru on the line. Hit 93.5 and joining us on the show right now. We're really excited to have these boys on the air. It's Busby Maru.
G'day, lads.
Hello.
Now, one of you's Thomas and one of you's Jeremy. It's Thomas Busby and Jeremy Maru. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, great.
I like what you did with the name there. You used both of your last names. Interesting
Not
technique.
Not much effort going into the thought process. Yeah, but... it's what we had to do.
Now, you guys have had some amazing tunes come out recently. Best Part of Me went gangbusters and you brought out Getaway Car. How long have you guys been doing this and have you been surprised that now your tunes are being played on radios all over the country?
Oh, it's an awesome surprise. You know, like we've been working ridiculously hard over the last decade, like most bands, but, you know, we've been playing for over 10 years now just... Started off in Rocky, strumming away to all our drunk mates, and
right.
one thing led to another. And yeah, we've this is our third album, and it's kind of really connected this album. So the first two singles have just gone crazy on the radio, and our crowds have obviously picked up massively. We've been selling out, which is an awesome feeling.
Mm. Through a little bit of stalking, we found out you're friends with Pete Murray. Do you have any fun little Pete Murray stories for us?
Oh, yeah. I got one straight away, Jeremy. we were young fellas chomping at the bit to get out and about, and he took us on a tour years ago now, probably 6 years ago.
There's one.
We were fresh meat. We had no idea what to expect, but we loved it. You know, we kind of stayed out of his way, and we were polite like that.
Great.
But we had a bass player who's not with us anymore because he's afraid of flying, but he was a very lovely bloke. In fact, he was probably too nice to be in Busby Maru. He used to be a little bit wild and he was trying to be straighty 180. Busby Maru obviously wasn't helping him. But anyway, we were backstage before a gig and our manager's a tall fella and he's got dark hair, similar to Pete Murray. And Pete Murray had just done sound check. Jeremy's just picking up here what I'm putting down. And he's laying down on the couch, and just talking to us as we're standing. And our, Australia 180 bass players walked up the stairs and just seen this tuft of black hair and just presumed it was our manager.
Oh, my God.
And obviously, you know, the shenanigans with farting and all the rest of it on the bus.
Two of us. Classic lads' behaviour.
Yeah, classic lads' behaviour. Something we're not proud of, but, you know, cheap laugh anywhere we can get it. He's walked up to Pete Murray as Pete's talking to us, thinking it's our manager, has kinked his leg up and just let one rip right into his face.
God.
It was so uncharacteristic of him, which was the funniest part about it, and it's just unleashed right into Pete's nostrils. Oh, my God. And we were still kind of young and a little bit nervous that, you know, we're doing the right thing and we don't want to get in their road. And he's just kinked his leg.
Let one go. Oh, my God. What did he do?
Well, he was a good sport about it, to be honest.
Obviously can appreciate a good fart joke when he sees one or smells one.
Our poor bass player, though, you've got to see him. Like, it was so out of character for him to do this, even to our manager, who deserved it. I should know. And he just went red and he couldn't talk for weeks afterwards. He couldn't even look Pete in the eye.
Oh, boys, what an amazing story. Hey, if you'd stick around with us a couple of minutes, got a few more questions to ask for you, but what we want to do first, we want to play your latest single, Getaway Car. And if it's okay for you guys, would you be able to intro Getaway Car for us right now on Hit 93.5, boys?
G'day, this is Tom.
This is Jeremy. We're Busby Maru.
And you're listening to Hit 93.5 with Pippa and Jimmy, our legends. And here's our brand new single, Getaway Car.
Hit 93.5, Busby Maru's Getaway Car. Morning, everyone. It is Pippa and Jimmy. We do it all thanks to Macca's, and $2 from every Big Mac solved this Mick Happy Day. Helps keep families with seriously ill children together. Stand by. Up next, we are giving away an R&B Fridays live trip to Sydney. It's going to include flights, accommodation and tickets to the show.
And right now we are still joined by Busby Maru, the legends themselves. They're hanging out with us on the show this morning.
I've been stalking you on the Instagram as well. Now, one of you has gotten nude in front of a mural of yourselves. What's going on there?
I'd like to say it was me. It looks, it definitely looked like me because it was my cousin.
So it's not even you.
No, I do have a nice butt, though, if that's what you're referring to. I've noticed he's been doing some Muay Thai exercise.
It's quite tight.
He's pretty proud of that. No, so I had a school reunion back home a few weeks back. I couldn't make it. And in the meantime, there's this huge mural that's been painted on this new building of Jeremy and I. It's massive. We got asked about it ages ago and we said, yeah, that'd be great, but we didn't realise how
big. That was going to be enormous.
It was enormous.
Your cousin looks minuscule in comparison. Just proportion-wise.
Oh, now we're on the radio talking about your cousin's proportion.
Oh, he deserves it.
Love it. So your country lads, obviously, from north of the border. Look, it begs the question, where have you guys been nude?
Actually, there's a really beautiful photo
of myself.
To our Instagram photo. Jeremy's a very keen fisherman and he likes to be comfortable in those types of environment, you know, that environment. And there's a nice little photo of him, absolute starkers.
I think it might have been censored and taken off.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, that's what you get when you got the bait and tackle out.
It should have been.
I thought it was quite. That's offensive, mate. It's basically saying that, you know, you're out of control. You shouldn't be up there. But look, that was at Lake Macquarie.
I've
been lots of places. I dare say every single place we've been to. You know, Jeremy doesn't even own a pair of shoes, let alone a pair of jeans. He doesn't even like wearing those. So.
Shoes optional.
Boys, you are coming to Dubbo on the 25th of November. Are you looking forward to your trip here?
Absolutely.
We can't wait to have you, and we'll take you to the pub and show you a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Busby Maru on the air with us, boys. Thank you so much for joining us this Monday morning.
Thanks for having us.
Justin Bieber friends on Hit 93.5. Catch us horsing around all day at work for your chance to win the ultimate Hit 93.5 Derby Day experience. Now, you may remember this horn going off for the last few weeks.
Yes, we have been getting our VIPs a chance to go into the draw to win tickets to R&B Fridays Live 2017, which happens this weekend.
Oh, yes, it happens this weekend. And we've got a heap of VIPs on the standby list.
Yes.
And we want to send one VIP off with their bestie.
That's right.
Accommodation as well.
Flights as well.
Yep.
Yep, and tickets to R&B Fridays Live. It'd be weird if we sent them down there just to stay down there and didn't send them to the show.
You
can watch from your window. Yay!
That would be fun. Okay, people, pop your hands in that bucket.
Okay.
Pull a name out. Okay.
All right.
You've got it?
I've okay. got the name of the hit.com.au VIP that we're going to phone right now and let them know they are off to R&B Fridays Live.
So nerve-wracking. Oh, my gosh. It's such a good prize.
I cannot believe we are about to make this person's life.
Oh, this is so good. I'm calling Chanel.
Hello.
Hi, Chanel.
Hey, you're on the air with Pippa and Jimmy. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great.
We're really good.
Yeah.
Hey, Chanel, there was a competition you entered last week. Do you remember what that was for?
Yeah, for the R&B Fridays Live ticket.
Yes, it was for that.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, so you like your R&B, do you, Chanel?
I do.
Okay, yeah. Who are you, have you got a favourite artist that sort of is performing at R&B Fridays Live or?
No, I'm pretty, like, I like all R&B. Like, I was looking at the list and I'm like, oh, I like that one. No, I like that one. So I'm not a.
I like Khalees with My Milkshake Brings Other Boys to the Yard. Damn right. It's better than yours. Damn right. It's better than yours.
I'd like to see a bit of Craig David walking away. Not walking away from the show, but performing the hit single. Yeah, that'd be good.
Look, this pretty cool prize. Now, what does it include again?
So the prize is pretty amazing. So it's tickets for you and your bestie or whoever you'd like to take to R&B Fridays Live 2017. But we're also in the prize, whoever we give it to actually also gets one night's accommodation and we're going to fly the winner down there.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah. It's pretty huge.
Yeah, that's – wow. Oh, that's amazing. Yeah.
Chanel, we've drawn your name out. You got R&B Fridays Live.
Oh, my God. I've never won anything like that.
Stop it. Have you really not won anything ever? Really?
No. I'm serious. I've never, ever won anything. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness, Chanel.
And this is something that's like, you know, I'd love to go to.
You are going to R&B Fridays Live.
You're flying there. You don't have to make the drive. You don't have to worry about accommodation. We've got it all sorted for you. You and your bestie are off to R&B Fridays Live.
Oh, my God. Oh, I've, like, got tears right now.
Oh. So emotional.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you think you're going to take with you, Chanel?
Well, I told the hubby about it, and he would like to go to be...
Making
you know,
bed.
We have four kids, so...
little date weekend away. Great.
It'll be amazing.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations. You are our hit VIP winner, and you are off to R&B Fridays Live.
You are going to see Craig David, Neo, Sean Paul, Khalees, the whole gang's going to be there, and you're going to be front and centre with your hubby, popping and locking your little hearts out.
Oh, gosh. Oh, far out. This is amazing.